What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. For the best local deals and unique experiences in your community, sign up for CBS Local Offers. To save up to 80% on food, shopping, entertainment, and more, go to cbschicago.com and click on Deals. CBS Local Offers. Your city, your deals.
For the best of nightlife and music near you, visit CBS Local's Best Of homepage. From concerts to girls' night out ideas, we've got it covered. Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. We know nightlife and music. We know local.
Are you looking to better experience your city? Then check out bestof.cbslocal.com for tips on everything from great local restaurants to dine at to amazing places to take the entire family on a weekend. Get the lowdown on the local music scene, top restaurants, fashion, family-friendly activities, and more. You can find all of this with new lists and articles for your city every day by visiting bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
In the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Just past 4 and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The Blackhawks basking in the glow of a Game 1 victory over the Tampa Bay Lightning. A Game 2 coming up Saturday in Tampa, and Johnny Oduya has enjoyed Tavo's work.
He's a young kid, and he expects for himself. And I think this the organization has done a good job not to try to put too much pressure on him, just kind of giving him the opportunity. And then, you know, when he's mature to play, he's mature to play. And he's shown that, especially, you know, in this playoffs.
A goal and assist last night in the third period. It was the first time in the postseason where the Lightning lost after scoring first. Brian Bickle, still a question mark, got banged up in Game 7 against Anaheim, did not play yesterday, may not play in the series at all. Andrew Shaw, not going to face any discipline for his quote-unquote biting of a player. Game 2 again on Saturday. Baseball, White Sox will battle it out with the Rangers one more time. Carlos Rodon on the hill for the Southsiders. Giovanni Gallardo on the hill for Texas. Cubs and Nationals begin a 4-game set in D.C. tonight. Jake Arrieta and Gio Gonzalez on the mound tonight. Lineup has Junior Lake right in the middle cleaning up for the Cubbies. And also Arrieta will hit 8th and Addison Russell hitting 9th. A's holding off the Tigers today 7-5. That's the only day game final. Josh Fegley with a 2-run triple for the A's. Jesse Hahn allowing 1 run in 7 innings to get the win for Oakland. Speaking of Oakland, Game 1 tonight. The NBA Finals finally getting underway with the Cavs and Warriors getting together. Klay Thompson cleared to go for Golden State. Kyrie Irving is hoping to play for Cleveland tonight. French Open, Serena Williams battling the flu, but she still managed to get to the women's final this weekend. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. And the new Wyndham Rewards is simple. 15,000 points earns you a free night at over 7,500 hotels. No tricks, just Wyndham Rewards magic. Sign up today at WyndhamRewards.com. You've earned this. I'm Matt Rodewald. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score tonight at 6:30 when the White Sox take on the Rangers on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Boers and Bernstein.
Josh Fegley.
Big day. Josh Fegley coming up large. 404 Chicago Sports Radio 670 Scoreboards of Bernstein. We are less than an hour from our signature segment.
Who are you crapping?
And I mean today, we really want it good. The Hawks are rolling, and there's plenty of things out there that are worthy of this. Trust me when I say this, and I know the emails are good.
Yeah, they're good.
We want you to help us, though, via phone.
We spent a lot of time early in the show making fun of the Tampa Bay Lightning's head coach for seemingly not quite understanding what team he's playing or what happened in the game.
Yes.
Because judging by his post-game comments, unless he's lying, he thinks that the Blackhawks just kind of got lucky, even though his goal that his own team scored was more lucky than the one that was just wired in right where they wanted
it
to go.
Right where they wanted it.
And then he decided that he was going to pull his team into a shell when there's every bit of evidence available that tells you against the Blackhawks to not do that.
Don't do that. You ain't going to win that battle, dude. You think that kind of stuff? I thought to myself, did I miss something here? Did I not see the first two periods, and then there's like another team is out there playing the third period? And who are they? And what are they doing? You say, well, you know, after two periods, there ain't no one these here playoffs because they can play this style. Okay. But none of those games were against the Hawks.
There's a confused texture here. It says, the spin by the media is the Warriors should win because they're a much better team. If the Cavs win, it means that LeBron James has accomplished the improbable, almost impossible feat of defeating a heavily favored team in the finals by himself with some help from a weak supporting cast. That's not spin. That's what you call fact. That's the case. What's happening. Yeah. That's true.
Now the legacy thing that you're spinning, but this is fact.
That's not by the spin from the media that's with their agendas.
That damn Warrior team.
It's not spin. The Warriors are a better team.
Yeah, they are.
And James has no help.
And a better team, a much stronger conference, and they've continued to do it. And you can't do anything about Steph Curry. Except hope he has a rare off night.
Or hope he doesn't show up.
You're screwed.
I mean, come on. That's true.
Nuts. Are you nuts?
Yar!
Come on.
In Sycamore, it's City of Fools on the score.
I got to change up what I was going to ask you guys about. You guys are heavy baseball guys. And I don't know if there's any way to really analyze this, but I'm curious, looking at how the Astros have done and how the Cubs are doing.
Yep.
Is there a way to evaluate why, essentially, with maybe a month head start, the Astros are kind of ahead of where the Cubs are today? I mean, I think the GM for the Astros came in.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
Actually, I think Jed joined the Cubs before, maybe a month or two before. But the Astros are really, I think they're for real. And I'm just curious if you guys, knowing how they built their teams, can tell me what the difference in philosophy is and why they're exceeding.
Just off the top of my head, that's a good question, because when Jeff Luhnow took over there, and you know, they hired a ton of people from outside the classic sort of baseball tree, as they went and got some prospectus guys, etc. But Fools, correct me if I'm wrong, they actually went after pitching. That with some of their being bad to get draft picks, I think, and obviously they drafted everywhere, but I think they were more aggressive in using some of those picks on pitching prospects, where the Cubs' philosophy was they believed that there was going to be a shortage of power, especially weak-handed power.
They went hitting.
And their philosophy was to get pitching later in drafts and then fill that in with free agent signings
like
they've done.
What was his name? Apple or Appel?
Kid, Mark Appel.
He's stuck in double-A with a 5-something ERA, not doing well. But Lance McCullers has already arrived. I think he wears the Batman spikes.
And
he's been really good.
The question is, though, so I don't think that there is surprise at this point that they might have accelerated their development. The question is, do you pay the piper when hurt? That if you spend on young pitching and if you say, okay, go do your job, and just as a part of that, that maybe the downside isn't seen now. The invisible downside is when the pitchers, the young pitchers that you've decided to say, you know, go start throwing, then all of a sudden a Tommy John.
Yeah, well, everybody faces that, but I mean, they've done it. They've done it exactly like the Cubs have done it, actually. And the Evan Gattis trade so far has been really smart.
Yep.
I mean, I think every team, and the Cubs are lucky because Rizzo's been there and he adds a nice veteran presence to all the kids, and so does Gattis. He's really helped them in a lot of ways. And I, you know, he's been so up and down in his career, but this is one of those up seasons for him. But yeah, I think that everybody. And we talked about this a year ago, that the agreement was it was the Cubs and the Astros 2017 World Series. I mean, you could see the Astros and the players they had. And look, that shortstop isn't even there yet.
The guy you were talking about yesterday?
Yeah.
Carlos Correa?
Yeah. He's not even there. I mean, he's a terrific prospect. And there are others. But he is one of the baseball's best prospects. He's not even there yet.
And, you know, the point is, too, that we've discussed at length about what we know about scouting measurables now.
Mm-hmm.
And about especially the valuation of prospects once they're already in the minor league system. Because everybody's like, oh, another can't miss. Who? Chris Bryant, sure, another can't miss. Yeah. If you actually look now at the guys who have enough performance to be evaluated at the minor league level, there are very few supposed stars on the rise that end up being anything less than that. You look at Jock Peterson and that guy. Yep. I'm telling you.
Holy crap.
People know now. Scouting is better now. Predictive metrics of minor league players. Not talking about kids or high school guys. But once they're there, they're just better at it. Mm-hmm. It's not just word of mouth. It's not just some crusty baseball guy eating a steak and sipping a bourbon. Saying, oh, no, I sure like this kid. He's going to be something. And then having it written. Now you have objective writers, objective scouting services, that people who are seeing the same data and going to the same games you get enough eyes on these people now without agendas, without trying to push people, that you got a damn good idea of who really is good now.
Yeah, your margin of error is much smaller than it used to be, because we know Preston. Look, that's the history of a lot of sports. Baseball just joins in the club of guys that have failed, but I think that's probably true. I like to see the numbers on that, because it seems so. Then when you hear about these guys and you know how they do it these days, they're pretty damn good when they get here. I mean, that Peterson dude, I don't know if he hit a home run late last night, but he hit home runs, what, six straight games or something?
Yep.
He's up to like 16 home runs. I mean, he's not hitting much. His average is not much, but that's what he was sort of doing. The power tool.
He's gonna hit
the
home runs. He's a rookie. And wait till Joey Gallo comes up for a long stay.
I think the Rangers are already asking, why, dude, can we ask you a question? Why wasn't he here?
This from Joe, who says, the insane thing about your talk about Starlin Castro is here he is with a negative war at the moment, but it is seriously possible that he reaches 3,000 hits.
Yes.
He is 25,
mm-hmm.
and he will have 1,000 hits by the end of this season.
Yep.
If he can play until he's in his upper 30s and stay healthy and continue to clip along, he's going to be a 3,000-hit guy, which means he's a shoe-in Hall of Famer. Worst case scenario, he's 2,500 hits. That's no joke. So I understand hits are one of those misleading compilation stats, but 3,000 hits is 3,000 hits.
Agreed.
It is weird.
I agree with
that. And actually, in B-War, he's almost half a win underwater, and Fangraphs is even kinder to him.
Fangraphs doesn't mean I changed my mind about who I think the best shortstop is. Or that you have some value there for somebody who, of course, he hasn't really hit this year. That's the thing, is numbers just suck. In a generation where you're having trouble finding guys who hit, I mean, you're really having difficulty finding really good hitters. And there are some. So certainly some of these kids are going to be good, but not. He's a very valuable commodity. I'm just not sure he's a very valuable commodity to your Chicago Cubs.
Well, here are the comps through age 24.
Okay.
Cobb. These are statistical comps through age 24. And you get, one, two, three of the 10 are Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these guys through age 24 were really good players. Alan Trammell is number 10.
Yep.
Bill Mazeroski is 9. Gary Templeton is 8. Now you have to help me here. Dick Bartel,
yeah.
7. Zolio Versailles,
the Twins, MVP.
He's 6th. Roberto Alomar is 5th.
That's a Hall of Famer.
Jose Reyes, 4th. Edgar Renteria, 3rd.
Wow.
Travis Jackson is 2nd. I don't know who that is.
That's an old-timer.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Yeah,
doesn't sound like an old timer, does he?
No, he doesn't, but he is.
Did they know he was black? and Jim Fregosi is his number one comp. Starlin Castro's number one comp through age 24 is Jim Fregosi. Yeah, Travis Jackson. Travis Calvin Stonewall Jackson. Wow. He played from 1922 to 1936 for the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm. All I can add to that is that when I hear that name, I know that's a damn long time ago, because when I was a kid, that's all I did was look at these stupid things.
You didn't even have a computer either. Yeah,
No, not at all. I looked at these stupid things and I forgot it all, but that's what I did. So I just think that as much as the Cubs want to defend him, and I heard Joe Maddon doing it the other day, that he's still, you know, we just got to work on him like to make a routine play. We need that. His other numbers are just awful this year. It's just not, you know, and I all I know is that there are people around baseball who probably think, well God almighty, look what he's done already. We could do this or do that for him and get him to do this and maybe get him, and we'd have a hell of a player here. I just think he's a great card to have. Do I know for sure that's a card they'll play when they start looking for pitching or looking for something? I don't know. But wouldn't you consider it?
Yeah, I think
as that, much as you're right about that. I mean, there's no doubt he's on that plane of 3,000 hits.
But I don't worry about quirks like that. If I can do something, I think gets me closer to winning a championship, I do it.
I think that's the kind of move you have to make. I mean, if you're going to get something quality back here,
that's not a reason to not trade somebody. It's an outside possibility he could end up with 3,000 hits.
I mean, he could be a Hall of Famer, but that doesn't mean I wouldn't look and say, you know, I'm pretty deep there. I'm pretty good there.
He's Boers, and I'm Bernstein. We got Who You Crapping at 5 on the Score.
Mully and Henley, Chicago's sports morning show, is your destination to talk Blackhawks Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final.
You have lost a game that you should have won to a team that is going to get better as the series goes on. That is the thing that is going to kill Tampa.
So before and after every game of the series, listen to Mully and Henley, Chicago's sports morning show. Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. The finals tip tonight, and the NBA's ultimate alpha dog is going to be an underdog. LeBron James, 6'8", 250. David to Golden State's Goliath. Bron, how's that sound to you?
Underdog? Well, right. Me?
Yes, you. It sounds jacked up, but it is true. I mean, go ahead, Bron, and scan the experts' picks. You can find a few folks who aren't saying Warriors in six. They're the ones saying Warriors in five. Fact is, LeBron is going to have to ball out like crazy to make this a series. 45 had Pip. The Diesel had the Mamba. Mamba had the Diesel. They both had Phillip. What does Bron have? He's got Kyrie on one stick, a few Knicks. He may not want to hear it. I do not expect him to embrace it, but the fact is, Bron is the lovable little guy in this series. Golden State in six all day long. I'm Jim Rome.
Sushi, tacos, burgers, salads, there's something for everyone at Hub 51, Chicago's hottest restaurant, located at 51 West Hubbard in River North, hub51chicago.com.